Something pretty horrible is happening in Waycross, Georgia. Four children there were diagnosed with rare forms of cancer last year. Their cases all appeared within a couple months of each other, and now some residents fear Waycross may be at the center of a cancer cluster. State and federal investigators have started to look into the cases, and Andy Miller has tracked the story from the beginning. He's the editor of Georgia Health News, and he joins me now. Hi, Andy.
How are you doing, Celeste?
It's good to speak with you. Can you explain first what constitutes a cluster? What numbers do you have to reach before it's actually identified as a cancer cluster?
Well, it depends on the cancer. Essentially, it's defined as a greater number of cancers, a greater than expected number of cancers within a group of people in a particular geography over a specific amount of time. It varies depending on how rare the cancer is.
And this is a particularly rare kind of cancer, is it not? What is it?
Rhabdomyosarcoma is a soft tissue cancer that occurs in only 350 cases per year. And three in the U.S., and three of these kids have rhabdomyosarcoma. The fourth has Ewing sarcoma, which is also a very rare cancer.
So is it because this cancer is so rare that they've begun to think there's a possibility of a cluster?
Right. And the fact that it occurred in one particular geography and very, very close to one another. I mean, these four kids were diagnosed within 2 months of each other last summer.
What causes this type of cancer?
Well, we don't know. Scientists don't know what exactly causes it, and it's more or less a mysterious type of illness. And one thing that they have done in other places is try to find out, you know, what is the cause, and are there environmental causes to it?
So, environmental causes that would assume that the possible cluster was caused by something in the water, in the environment, industrial pollution. Are all those possible?
They're all possible, and the state and federal health officials are looking into industrial contamination in the area. There are three sites that have been targeted by the residents there. One is a former EPA Superfund site that's been closed for many years now. One is a former Atlanta Gas Light manufactured gas facility, and that's been closed for many years. But there was contamination associated with both. And then there's a current rail yard run by CSX, which does have industrial work done on it currently.
Is this kind of cancer treatable?
Yes, and from what I understand, all four kids are in treatment right now, and you know. Basically, honestly, I don't know how all of them are doing, but I'm told that each of them is progressing along on these treatments.
So this kind of cancer is one in which doctors have been relatively successful at curing or at least putting it into remission?
Yeah, relatively speaking. I mean, there are obviously cases that have gone on further and further along, and so they're tougher to treat and tougher to cure, but it's not an automatically fatal disease, for sure.
So tell me a little bit more about cancer clusters. How rare are cancer clusters, and how often are they caused by external factors?
Well, there are some famous cases. I mean, you had the Erin Brockovich case in California. You had the civil action case in Massachusetts. And in the 70s, you had a vinyl chloride that in a factory that caused a bunch of cancers within its workers. So, but they're fairly rare, just because you have to find, again, this greater than expected number of cancers, and they have to be kind of related in a specific geographic area. It's tough to determine these things. But one thing it does do is if one is designated as a cancer cluster, that way there's more attention paid on scientists looking for, okay, what caused this? And, you know, looking for an environmental cause to it.
So, if someone is worried about this and they're in the area around Waycross, Georgia, what is the tests for this particular kind of cancer? How do you detect it?
Well, I think it in this case, in the pediatric side, I mean, it came from kids with mysterious aches and pains and problems, you know, in terms of one child was unable to really to get up and walk around, tremendous fatigue and pain in the back. And finally, this girl was referred out to a specialist to determine that, yeah, she had this.
So I suppose this is an assumption I should make, but are they now beginning to test not just other children, but other adults in the area?
You know, the adults there, and I talked to several when I visited, and you know, several of them were women who had no history of breast cancer, but family history of breast cancer, but they indeed were diagnosed and treated for breast cancer, and there are other cancers of other residents. You know, there was a woman who lived near some of this industrial area that had brain tumors, and they tested her water, and they found some petroleum compounds in the water that one of which could be benzene, and benzene we know is a carcinogen. So, but the residents are concerned. They point to these illnesses and say, you know, they're worried, or they're wondering, you know, is our environment causing our problems?
That's understandable. If you're just joining us, I'm speaking with Andy Miller. He's the editor of Georgia Health News, and we're talking about an unusual number of cancer diagnoses in the Waycross area. Andy, I wanted to read you this tweet we just got. Actually, it was a series of tweets from somebody named Senator Bernie Danders. They say, quote, someone, the cigs are super cheap. Lots of people jack up their trucks, and I see them spew poison into the air on a daily basis. Lots of things are unregulated around here as well. I'm very doubtful that has anything to do with Waycross and is more of a coincidence. Is this possible that it's related to cigarette smoking?
Well, in these children, the answer is no. You know, and so, and these other women did not. They said they never had smoked. So the ones that had breast cancer. So I don't think it's a coincidence. I mean, the numbers speak. The numbers were the reason why I wrote the story, because they were so unusual and they were so close together. I think I'll give you an example. I mean, I did a story recently about New Hampshire did a study of similar cases. They quoted fewer than five rhabdomyosarcomas in children in the five-town area over 10 years up near the coast of New Hampshire. And they didn't really determine what caused it, but they did determine it was a cancer cluster.
So is when we say that it's the area of Waycross, Georgia, where are all these diagnoses where are they all located? Are they actually in the city, or are they in the surrounding area? How big is that area?
Well, three of the Ware County is a fairly big county. Three of them were detected in Ware County and pretty close to each other. The fourth was in Brantley County, which is probably 10, 15 miles away, something like that. But it's adjacent to Ware County.
So one of the things that I read about cancer clusters is one of the first things they try to determine is whether it's a primary cancer or a secondary cancer. In other words, a primary cancer that's in the original organ that was affected or tissue, I guess, or whether it's a secondary cancer that spread. Have they determined that?
Well, the state and the feds have been pretty tight-lipped about what they've found so far. I mean, originally the state public health officials dismissed the idea of a cancer cluster, but they had not been aware of a third rhabdomyosarcoma. And when they got that information, they kind of backed off. But after that, backed off the conclusion that it wasn't a cancer cluster. But right now, they've been very tight-lipped about what they've found and what they haven't found.
But if someone is living in that area and is concerned for any reason whatsoever, they need to go into their doctor and be tested? How do they do that? Do they take an MRI, an X-ray? What do they do?
Well, I would say that, you know, this is not going to be affecting everybody, certainly. But certainly people need to be checked out physically if they're having some kind of strange pains and problems, health problems. And certainly that's true in any area. I don't think it should be something that should cause panic, but I think basically what I have found in reporting on this type of problem, I mean, this is unusual for me, but on this type of problem our environment causes more health problems than most people think, whether it's the air we breathe, whether it's the water we drank. Look at Flint, Michigan, for example. And so I think people need to be aware of their environment in terms of their health.
So what happens now, Andy? How long does this investigation go on, and what happens when it's completed?
State public health officials have said this will take a long time. They've got a lot of documents to go over in terms of looking at the records of industrial pollution in the area. And the feds basically say the same thing. So I don't think we'll see anything come out in the immediate future. But I think that the community people who are very concerned are really looking for answers quickly. I mean, they're not rioting in the streets or anything, but they want to see these health officials, you know, really come to a conclusion and then take some action.
Although even if they do come to a conclusion, it's still a complicated proposition to figure out and prove exactly what's caused it and then take the steps from there in terms of paying for treatment.
Exactly. I mean, in New Hampshire, Franks, they did a long study. It was and they looked at cancer cases over 10 years, and they really couldn't pinpoint the cause of it. They just said this is a cancer cluster, but there could be several factors that caused it, and they couldn't pinpoint one particular one.
Andy Miller is the editor of Georgia Health News. Andy, reporting from Waycross, Georgia. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Celeste.